The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Andy O'Donoghue, who joins me for Tech Thursday. Sometimes, Andy, I get complaints that we're always Apple obsessed. And you actually, in fairness, believe that there's a lot more innovation happening with phones and other products by their rivals like Samsung and Google, despite all of the fuss and the hype about Apple.
A lot of hype this week about Apple, Matt, because of their event where they launched iPhone 16 and other technology, the watch and new earbuds and that kind of stuff. But there was kind of a lull in smartphone advancement and design and even, you know, effectiveness over the last couple of years. This year has been absolutely incredible. We've had new phones, the flip and fold models from Samsung, which are breathtakingly good. And Google's new Pixel 9 phones, and I'm using the Pixel 9 Pro Fold, they are truly incredible. Now, they come in pricing. They're a little bit cheaper than Apple. They're still flagship prices, but I've been using the Pixel cameras on the new 9, all of the 9 models. There is nothing like it in the marketplace. So Apple have, even though they've launched iPhone 16, it's a real head-to-head battle now.
Okay, with the iPhone 16, I'm fascinated by this discovery that about 300 million iPhones have not been upgraded in more than 4 years.
And that's what research tells us at the moment. So that's a lot of people. And Apple have not given people a compelling enough reason to upgrade. And they really hope that iPhone 16 will be the device that starts to capture some of those 300
million. Well, why would it be? What's going to be different about it? There's a lot of talk about the fact that it's going to have AI embedded in it. But what does that mean?
Okay, that's really important for us to consider, because this is what's called Apple Intelligence. And this is the built-in intelligence features, whereby Siri will start to do smart stuff for you. When, you know, it'll prompt you maybe to write an email. You know, I have to email Matt Cooper, or, you know, I have lunch every Tuesday with you, or Thursday, I should call you for that. The thing about this is that this is part of the EU's problem with Apple and the potential use of this. So Apple are probably going to hold off launching this in Europe for quite some time. So that's not... We're not going to get all of those features on launch date.
So is there anything in this new Apple phone so worth getting?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the A18 Pro chip, which allows the camera, the new camera features, there's really nice camera control button. It's got 4 studio quality mics built in, and it looks nice.
That's not a compelling reason, is it?
I don't think this is the phone that will bring those 300 million people back into new phone buyer mode.
Okay, but tell us about the other phones. I mean, you have, for example, the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6, but it costs you over $2,000.
It's expensive. It's a real business user's phone, but it's a good example because they have other models. They've launched all of their other models, and so when you see a new flagship like this, it means the other models are coming with... It's a bit like Formula One. You see the same features trickle down into the other phones. This has a 7.6-inch AMOLED display.
Jeez, that's nearly as big as a tablet.
It is, exactly. And it allows you to use it like a tablet. It's got an octa-core processor. And it really does combine the features and functionality of a smartphone with a tablet. And at €2,000, it's a business user's phone. But if you need that sort of phone for work, it is exceptional.
Okay, but then there are some cheaper models. How much that Google one you showed me, how much is that?
That's a similar price. It's around the same price, just under €2,000.
Okay, but you also have a Google Pixel 9 Pro XL.
And I think this might be the most appealing phone that Google have launched. And it really is, it's got a 6.8-inch screen, so it's a big screen. And there's a 50-megapixel main sensor on it and a 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera. And it's really durable, strong phone, comes with 7 years of software updates, so you're future-proofing yourself. But the new features, the new camera features on the Pixel are unbeatable. If you and I were sitting together and we wanted to take a photo, a selfie, and, you know, we can't, you know, our outstretched arm isn't enough, I can dash over here, take the photo, I go and sit where you are, you take the next photo, we merge them together,
oh,
and you include other people if you want. Breathtaking camera features.
Which means the photos aren't real. They're faked.
But what do we want out of a photo? We want great memories. We make memories.
God, I hope you want accuracy.
Well, but that's a different thing. That's a different thing. But and you can get
sorry,
that
will
if you
these
want.
Phones have the AI technology that Apple is not really able to integrate into its phones?
Google have Gemini built into their phones now. And that's a huge kind of investment for Google. And there are a lot of the features that Apple will be adding. Google were pretty much first to market with this inside a phone. And they've done a really good job on it. Google have always been good at this, you know, finishing the email sentence for you and that kind of thing. But it really is, apart from durable and design-wise, their cameras are superb.
I think I've asked you this question before, and excuse my stupidity in asking it again, but if you're like me, and I'm sure there are many people who are sort of wedded to the Apple system because they have everything linked between their phone and their tablet and their laptop, how difficult is it to transfer all the stuff onto one of these phones?
It used to be difficult. Now it's very straightforward. In fact, when I opened up my Pixel, my test device came out of the box and I said I wanted to transfer my new phone. The Google app asked me, was it from another Android or is it from an iPhone? So it works really well and your contacts and everything else can be transferred easily.
Okay, that's interesting. What's the HMD Skyline?
HMD, remember Nokia?
Yeah.
So HMD are releasing new phones under HMD and under the Nokia brand. But this is a really nice design phone that they've done. And it's called the Skyline. It's got this outrageous 108 megapixel triple rear camera setup. And it also has a really nice feature I like called detox mode. And when you turn that on, it deactivates apps or even contacts to give you a break. And that's what I really like about it. And also, cleverly, for sustainability, it has what's called Gen 2 repairability. So there's no mystery about this phone. It can be, it's very easy to repair and fix bits in it.
Expensive?
I don't have the price on that one there, but I think it's just under €1,000.
What about the OnePlus 12?
Increasingly popular in Ireland. People will see OnePlus in the shops now. And powered by Snapdragon, so it's a good performance. Really exceptional charging was the thing that caught my eye about this when I looked at it. And has a triple camera as well. At 949, you're getting into, you know, flagship phone prices, but there's a lot more features, and I really like the speed that it operates at.
Something far more on the budget level. The Nokia XR21 for €400, is that actually a smartphone?
It is a smartphone, and this is such an unusual device, I didn't expect to see it. So Nokia have some of these phones from the HMD kind of company under their own label, and this is a rugged phone, that's the idea. Built to withstand tough conditions and has this military-grade durability. It's waterproof, it's drop-resistant. It has a good camera, 64-megapixel camera, really long battery life. And it's one of those phones that would be absolutely ideal for somebody who works outside, maybe on a building site, you work outdoors, landscape gardener. If you drop it, it's not like dropping your other flagship phone.
Okay, come back to the Apple launch. And what about the new ear pods, because there is some suggestion that these things are going to effectively be hearing aids.
I remember tweeting about that some months ago when I spotted a patent that Apple had filed. And Apple have been doing a lot of work on the direction of audio and how it's processed in headphones. What they're trying to do now is to keep your ears safer when you use AirPods. So we all know we shouldn't listen to music too loudly. But what they are also starting to do is enhance conversation that's passed through the AirPods. So in time, are we likely to see people with hearing difficulty buying AirPods for a specific, almost medical reason? I think it's possible. It's a very clever move by Apple.
And what about the new watch? Because the one thing I've always thought about the Apple Watch is that they're outrageously priced by comparison with their competitors.
I agree with you. The new Google launched the new Pixel 3 watch at $399. Apple's is €50 more expensive, the Watch Series 10. Yes, they've updated the design. There's a new polished titanium option and there's the new S10 chip in it. But at $449, would you be upgrading from a Series 9? I don't think so.
We leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.